Se pierde.
上课啊，你在干什么了？
Alan, hi.
Hi, teacher.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, teacher.
Hey, are you okay?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so welcome to Live Talk. My name is teacher Chris. Did we have class together before, Alan? Alan, did you have class with me before?
No.
Okay. My name is teacher Chris. Okay, teacher Chris. Nice to meet you both. Okay, class rules. Make sure your headset is working. Try to speak loudly. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. And you are welcome to ask a question anytime. Alan, anytime. And Jessica, you can say, teacher, what is this? Teacher, I don't know. I don't understand. Teacher, you can ask me anything. I will be happy to answer your questions. Five, tell me if I speak too quickly. You can tell me and be nice to everybody. Number seven is important. You have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. You can show your video or not show your video. It's all okay, all no problem. Okay, let's get started. Book six, unit 7 to unit 9. Okay. Vocabulary 1. Let's make that a little bit smaller. Why are you blue? I don't want blue. Okay, number one, fixed the bike.
Fixed the bike.
Good. Now, just before we start, we can see all of these have ED. That's because they are past tense. It's talking about the past, yesterday, last week, last year. Fixed the bike. One more time.
Fixed the bike.
Good. Now, this ED, it makes a T sound. The sound is like T. Fixed the bike.
Fixed the bike.
That's excellent. Well done, Alan. Fixed the bike. Next one. Cleaned the room.
Cleaned the room.
Cleaned the room. And this time, the ED sound is D. Cleaned the room.
Cleaned the room.
Good. The next one, visited.
Visited.
Good. And this time, ED makes an id sound, visited.
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 Good. Painted.
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 Painted the wall. It is an ID sound, id. Painted the wall.
Painted the wall.
Good. Next one, washed my hair.
Washed my hair.
Good. That is a t sound, washed. My hair.
Washed my hair.
My hair.
Good. Jumped rope.
Jumped rope.
What sound is that? Is it t or d or id? Jumped rope.
T.
T. Excellent, Jessica. Well done. Number seven. Used the computer. Very good. What sound is ED here, Alan? Used the computer.
Duh.
Very good. Well done. And played a video game.
Played a video game.
Good. And what sound is that ED, Jessica? Played a video game. What sound is ED? Duh. It is duh. Very good. Okay. Let's clear the drawings and move to the next slide. Okay, vocabulary. Let's have a look. Okay, number one, painted the wall. Which picture is painted the wall? A, B, C, or D?
C.
C, very good. Number two, washed my hair.
Washed.
D.
D, thank you. Number three, visited.
B.
B, so that means you go to see somebody in their house. Four, fixed the bike.
A.
Excellent. Okay, let's look at the next one. Number five, used the computer.
G.
G.
Mm-hmm. Played a video game.
H.
H. Cleaned the room.
E.
E. And jumped rope.
F.
Good. Alan, do you like to play video games?
Yes.
Did you play a video game yesterday?
Yes.
Good. So you can say, I played a video game yesterday. Ian, I played.
I played the video game.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I played a video game. Jessica, do you like to clean your room?
No.
Did you clean your room yesterday?
No.
Good. So you can say, I didn't clean my room. I did not clean my room.
I didn't clean my room.
Good. Here we go. Just review the verbs, present tense, past tense. Okay. So do, did. Say do, did.
Do, did.
Walk, walked.
Walk, walked.
Talk, talked.
Talk, talked.
Cook, cooked.
Cook, cooked.
Play, played.
Play, played.
Listen, listened.
Listen, listened.
Dance, danced.
Dance, danced.
Like, liked.
Like.
Good. And now let's make a sentence. What do you do every day? All together, what do you?
What do you do every day?
What do you do every day?
Good. Jessica, can you make another sentence for me with does? Can you make a sentence with does? What does?
What does? They do, what does she do in the morning?
Very good. So does is for he and she, right? That's why we have the S here, E-S. What does she do in the morning? And also he, what does he do in the morning? Okay, so here we go. Ian, I?
Clean the room. Every day.
Very good. And Jessica, she?
She does the laundry in the morning.
Good. She does the laundry in the morning. Okay, very good. And then past tense. What did you do yesterday? Ian, Alan, make a question. What?
What did you do yesterday?
Next one, Sophie. Jessica, sorry. Jessica, what did?
What did she do? Yesterday morning.
Very good. So here we can see present tense. we need to choose do or does. And we need to add the S. I clean, she cleans. I do, he does. They watch, he watches. But for the past tense is easier. You don't need to change. Everybody is did. He did, she did, we did, they did, I did, you did. So it's easier, it's good. And also for the verb, add ed for everybody. He cleaned, I cleaned. So it's easier, the past tense. Okay, so what did you do yesterday, Jessica? What did you do yesterday? Can you make a sentence for me, Jessica? What did you do?
I watched TV.
Yesterday. You watched TV. Very good. You watched TV yesterday. Very good. Ian. Sorry, Alan. Ian is the last class. Alan. What did your mum do yesterday? Alan, what did your mum do yesterday?
She did the laundry yesterday.
Very good. And Jessica, what did your father do yesterday morning? What did your father do yesterday morning, Jessica? He
did the laundry yesterday morning.
Oh, that's very good. Dad is helping mom do the laundry. Okay, we have some more past tense verbs. Number one, study.
Study.
Studied.
Studied.
Fry.
Studied.
Fry.
Fry an egg.
Fry an egg.
Fried an egg.
Fried an egg.
Copy.
Copy.
Copied.
Copied.
Good. So we can see all of these verbs are the same because they all end with Y. Y, Y. So Y we need to change to
I.
Y change to I. That's right, Jessica. Y change to I and then add ED. This is the rule for verbs with Y. Y change to I. Add ED. Very good. The next one, number four, chat.
Chat.
Chatted.
Chatted.
Plan.
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 Planned.
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 Stop.
Stop.
Stopped.
Stopped.
Okay. So what happens here? Now, a little bit special. So we can see there is one vowel, A-E-I-O-U, one vowel, A here, and one vowel, O here, and one consonant, T, one consonant, N, one consonant, stop. So if we have one vowel, and one consonant, we need to double the consonant. So T becomes T-T. And here, N becomes N-N, and P becomes P-P. Double the consonant, chatted, planned, and stopped. Okay, next one. Okay, number seven, put.
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 Cut.
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 Three.
Three.
Okay, Alan, are you okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you can see these are irregular verbs because Sometimes they don't change. Put, put. Cut, cut. They don't change. They sound the same. But read is very special because does it change? Read, read. Do we change the word?
No.
Well, read is R-E-A-D. How do you spell red?
R-E-A-D.
R-E-A-D. So the spelling doesn't change. But do they sound the same? Read, red.
No.
They don't sound the same. So it's a little bit strange. The spelling is the same, but the sound changes. Red. It sounds like the color, red. Okay, let's continue. Vocabulary 2. Listen and change the sentences into the past tense. Okay, just wait a second for me, please. Okay, I don't have that. Okay, never mind. Change to the past tense. Okay, number one. He chats. Somebody's very noisy there. It's very noisy there, Alan, right? Okay, so she chats to her mother. Can you change to past tense, Jessica?
She chatted to her mother.
Very good. Okay, number two is he reads a book. Alan, change to past tense. He reads a book.
He read a book.
Excellent. He read a book. Number three, Jessica. They fry eggs.
They fried eggs.
They fried eggs. Well done. Number four, Alan, she cut hearts.
She cut hearts.
Excellent. It stays the same. The car stops. Jessica. The car stops.
The car stopped.
The car stopped. Excellent. Good sound. Well done. Number six, my mom copies papers. Alan.
My mom copied the paper.
Oh, your mom is very pretty. Okay, good. Let's have a look at the sentence pattern. And together, please. Did you study English last night?
Did you study English last night?
No, I didn't study English last night.
No, I didn't study English last night.
Good. What did you do?
What did you do?
I studied math last night. Very good. Okay. Who can make a sentence, a question for me? Alan, can you make a sentence for me?
Did you study last night?
No, I didn't study last night. Okay, question please, Jessica.
Did he chat last week?
Yes, he did. He chatted last week. Okay, I will ask you a question, Alan. Alan, did your friends read a book yesterday morning? Did your friends read a book yesterday morning?
No,
Your friends, is they.
No, they didn't study.
Read a book?
Read, the book yesterday morning.
Excellent. Very good. And Jessica, did your dad, did your father study last year?
No, he didn't study last year.
Very good. Okay, Alan, please ask Jessica a question.
Did he catch the bug? Did he study comic book? Read comic book yesterday morning.
Very good. Jessica, did he read comic books yesterday morning?
No, he didn't read comic books this morning.
Yesterday morning. Good. And Jessica, you ask Alan a question, please.
Did they read books yesterday morning?
Alan? Did they read books yesterday evening, Alan? Alan, did they read books yesterday evening, Alan?
Yes, they reading.
What is read past tense? Yes, they
read
books.
Read books yesterday evening.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, let's go to three. Vocabulary three. Number one, a bag of chips.
A bag of chips.
A bag of chips.
A bottle of water.
A bottle of water.
A can of soda.
A can of soda.
A can of soda.
A piece of cake.
A piece of cake.
A slice of bread.
A slice of bread.
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
Very good. A glass of juice.
A glass of juice.
A box of crackers.
A box of crackers.
A bar of chocolate.
A bar of chocolate.
Well done. Okay, which one do you want, Ian? Choose one. I want a... Which one do you want, Alan? Sorry. Which one do you want? I want...
I want a glass of juice.
I want a glass of juice. What juice do you want? Apple juice? Banana juice? Spider juice? What juice do you want, Ian, Alan? Alan, what kind of juice?
Watermelon juice.
Watermelon juice, nice. Okay, Jessica, choose one. Which one do you want?
I want a bag of chips.
A bag of chips, okay. What flavor of chips do you want? Seaweed, cheese, regular, shrimp,
seaweed.
Seaweed. Oh, the Taiwanese kids like seaweed chips. I think it's too sweet. I like the cheese flavor, Lay's. Okay, we're a little bit fast. So let's play a game here, let's play tic-tac-toe with these words. Okay, Jessica first. You said a bag of chips, okay? You want a bag of chips. Next is me, and I say, I want a slice of bread. I am X, you are circle. You'll go, Jessica. I want
a piece of cake.
You want a piece of cake, okay. Then I want a glass of juice.
I want a can of soda.
Very good. Okay, so I want a bottle of water.
I want a box of cracker.
Nice. And I want a cup of tea.
I want a bar of chocolate.
Excellent. So nobody wins. We are both fantastic. Okay, Alan, are you ready?
Yes, teacher.
Okay, you can go first, Alan. Go ahead.
I want a slice of bread.
Say, I want.
I want a slice of bread.
Good. Do you want to be circle or X?
X.
Okay, you want a slice of bread. Okay. I want a box of crackers. Your go.
I want a cup of tea.
You want a cup of tea, okay. I want a piece of cake.
I want a bar of chocolate.
Good. I want a bag of chips and a can of soda. Okay, I want a bag of chips. You'll go.
I want a can of soda.
Ah, I lose. Good job. Well done. You are the winner. Okay, so Jessica, your turn. Jessica against Alan. Jessica, go.
I want a slice of bread.
A slice of bread. Circle or X?
Circle.
Okay. Alan.
I want a bag of chips.
You want a bag of chips? Okay. Jessica, go.
I want a bar of chocolate.
Okay. A circle. Alan.
I want a box of crackers.
You want a box of crackers? Okay, this is a good game. Jessica?
I want a cup of tea.
A cup of tea. Uh-oh. Alan's in trouble.
I want a can of soda.
Remember to say the word clearly. I want
a can of soda.
Good. Well done. Jessica?
I want a piece of cake.
Excellent. You want a piece of cake. Chocolate cake? Do you want chocolate cake, Jessica?
Yes.
Okay, Jessica, you are the winner. Alan, you are the loser. Alan, you need to give Jessica a piece of chocolate cake, okay? Say okay, Alan.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, look and say, what is number one, Alan?
A chip. A bag of chips.
Good. How do you spell bag?
B-A-G.
B-A-G. How do you spell chips?
C-H-I-P.
S.
S.
Good. Okay, number two, Jessica.
A bar of chocolate.
How do you spell bar?
B-A-R.
Good. And chocolate?
C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E.
Very good. What's number three, Alan?
A glass of juice.
Spell glass, please.
G-L-A-S-S.
And juice?
J-U-I-C-E.
Good. Gross. Spider juice. Are you? Okay, number four. Jessica. What's number four?
A slice of bread.
Good. Spell slice, please.
S-L-I-C-E.
And bread?
B-R-E-A-D.
Very good. And number five, Alan?
A bar of pressure.
A box. How do you spell box?
B-O-X.
A chocolate?
C-K-E-R-S.
Good. And the last one for Jessica, a can of?
A can of soda.
A can of soda. Well done. So look at the time. We are so fast. You are both such good students. We are very fast. Maybe we can play. Okay, sentence three, evaluation. Okay. Question, what did you eat last night? Together, please. What did you?
What did you eat last night?
Good. I ate a piece of cake last night.
I ate a piece of cake last night.
Okay, eat past tense is ate. I ate a piece of cake last night. Alan, one more time.
I ate a piece of cake last night.
A piece of cake, not the, okay? I ate a piece of cake last night. Next one. What did you drink yesterday morning?
What did you drink yesterday morning?
Good. I drank a glass of juice yesterday morning.
I drank a glass of juice yesterday morning.
Okay, so these are some more past tense verbs, and they are irregular. They don't use ed. They are irregular. Drink, drank. Drink, drank. Together, drink.
Drink, drank.
Drink, drank. Good.
Drink, drank.
Eat, ate.
Eat, ate.
Give, gave.
Give, gave.
Gave.
Come, came.
Come, came.
Good. Give.
Give, gave.
Give.
Good. Eat.
Ate.
Ate.
Ate. Good. Drink.
Drink.
Go.
Went.
Went. Good. See.
Saw.
Very good. Ask.
Ask.
Ask. Plus ed makes it sound asked. Good. Watch.
Watched.
Play.
Played.
Played.
Tidy.
Tidy.
Tidied.
Tidied.
Mm-hmm. Read.
Read.
Very good. Excellent. Question, what did you eat yesterday? What?
What did you eat yesterday?
What did you
eat yesterday? Good. What did she drink last night?
What did she drink last night?
What did they eat yesterday?
What did they eat yesterday?
Good. I ate a bag of chips yesterday.
I ate a bag of chips yesterday.
She ate a piece of cake last night.
She ate a piece of cake last night.
Very good. They ate a slice of bread yesterday.
They ate a slice of bread yesterday.
I ate a box of crackers last night.
I ate a box of crackers last night.
Good. And she ate a bar of chocolate yesterday.
She ate a bar of chocolate yesterday.
Very
she
good.
She ate a bar of chocolate yesterday.
Okay, now this one. Make a sentence, please, Alan.
Drink yesterday.
I drank
a bottle of water yesterday.
Yesterday, good. And Jessica, she?
She drank a can of soda last night.
Good. And they, Alan?
What did she?
Next sentence.
What did they drink?
Just make sentence. They drank a cup of tea.
They drank a cup of tea yesterday.
And the last one, Jessica.
They drank a glass of juice last night.
Good. Alan, what did you eat this morning? Alan, what did you eat this morning? Okay, Jessica first. What did you eat this morning, Jessica?
I ate a slice of bread.
This morning. Very good. Because now it's afternoon, right? So this morning is already past. It's already finished, so we can talk about this morning in the past tense. And what did you drink this morning, Jessica?
I drank a cup of milk this morning.
Excellent. Very good. Alan, are you there?
Yes, teacher.
Okay, Alan, what did Jessica eat this morning? What did Jessica eat this morning? Alan, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, you need to ask Jessica. You say, Jessica, what did you?
Jessica, what do you
what
eat?
Did you?
What did you
eat?
Eat? This morning.
I ate a slice of bread and a cup of milk this morning.
Okay, you ate a slice of bread and drank a cup of milk. You cannot eat a cup. Eat a cup like this. Cannot, right? Must be drink. So you ate a slice of bread and you drank a cup of milk. Alan? What did Jessica eat this morning?
She ate a slice of bread.
She ate
a slice of bread and drank a glass of milk.
She said a cup of milk, but that's okay. Right then, look at the chart and complete the essay. Okay, here we can see May's schedule. Here is May's schedule. So here we can see play the piano, paint the wall, cook dinner, walk the dog. Okay, all together, say play the piano.
Play the piano.
Paint the wall.
Paint the wall.
Cook dinner.
Cook dinner.
Walk the dog.
Walk the dog.
Very good. And Alan, say play piano.
Play piano.
Paint the wall.
Paint the wall.
Cook dinner.
Cook dinner.
Walk the dog.
Walk the dog.
Okay, so you can see today is Saturday. See, today, Saturday. So Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, and last Sunday is all past tense, okay? So we need to change to the past tense. Play, what is play past tense?
Play.
Played.
Played, so say played the piano.
Played the piano.
What is paint past tense?
Paint.
Painted.
Painted.
Say painted the wall.
Painted the wall.
Good. Cook past tense.
Cooked.
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 Cooked dinner.
Cooked dinner.
Very good. Walk. What is walk past tense?
Walked.
Walk. Walked the dog.
Walked the dog.
Okay, very good. Let's have a look. This is May's schedule. She on Tuesday and Friday. Okay, so Tuesday and Friday. Let's see what she did on Tuesday. Ah, here we go. Tuesday, Friday. So let's complete the sentence. She
played the piano.
Played the piano.
Good. How do you spell played?
P-L-A-Y-E-D.
Okay. Next sentence. She painted the wall days ago. Okay. Paint the wall is here. Here is today. So this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 days ago. She painted the wall 5. How do you spell 5?
F-I-V-E.
Very good, F-I-V-E. She da-da-da on Sunday. What did she do on Sunday?
Cooked dinner.
Cooked dinner.
How do you spell cooked?
C-O-O-K-E-D.
E-D. She cooked dinner on Sunday. She walked the dog twice on and Okay, walk the dog twice on and
Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday and Friday.
Good. How do you spell Wednesday, Jessica?
W-E-D-N-E-S-D-A-Y.
Well done. Not an easy one. And Friday, Alan?
F-R-I-D-A-Y.
F-R-A-D-O-Y. She didn't do anything on
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. How do we spell Thursday?
T-H-U-R-S-D-A-Y.
Excellent. Well done. Okay, so now we have finished the essay. So let's read now. Okay, Alan first, please. Alan, read for me.
This is May's
schedule.
She played the piano on Tuesdays and Friday. She painted the wall. She painted the wall 5 days ago. She cooked dinner on Sunday. She walked the dog twice on Wednesday and Friday. She didn't go anything on Thursday.
Thursday, excellent, well done. Okay, and Jessica, please, this.
This is May's schedule. She played the piano on Thursday and Friday. She painted the wall 5 days ago. She cooked dinner on Sunday. She walked the dog twice on Wednesday and Friday. She didn't do anything on Thursday.
Excellent, well done. Both good students. It's very easy for you, I think. It's easy, right, Jessica?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think, Alan? Is it easy?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question for you, Alan. Ha 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 ha. Alan. Alan. Let me find a question for you. Alan, did you study English last night?
No. I didn't study English last night.
Okay, very good. So what did you do?
I ate dinner last night.
You ate dinner last night. Okay, very good. And did you watch TV this morning, Jessica?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and did you fix a bicycle last night, Jessica?
No, I didn't fix a bicycle last night.
What did you do last night?
I sleep last night.
Okay, what is sleep past tense? Slept. Slept. S-L-E-P-T. Slept. I slept last night. Good. Okay, you can ask me a question, Jessica. Did you blah, 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 blah?
Did you read books last night?
Yes, I did. I read books to my baby son. I read The Very Hungry Caterpillar to him and Brown Bear, What Do You See? Do you know those books?
Yes.
Yeah, they're fun books for babies, but not for junior high school students. Jessica, a question for Alan, please.
Play chat yesterday morning.
No, I didn't.
Did they chat yesterday?
No, they didn't chat yesterday morning.
Very good. And Alan, a question for Jessica.
Did you read comic book last night?
Did you read comic books last night?
Very good. Okay, so we have two more minutes, so let's just have a little chat. Alan, what are you going to do this weekend? Tomorrow is Saturday. What are you going to do tomorrow, Alan?
I go to school.
You're going to school tomorrow?
Yes.
Is that a cram school? Cram school, like Bushy Ban?
Yes.
Oh, and what are you going to study?
Piano.
Oh, so you're going to piano class tomorrow?
I go to piano class tomorrow.
Oh, okay. How many hours is piano class?
1 hour.
1 hour. So what else are you going to do tomorrow?
No.
No, nothing?
Yes.
So you just sit and do nothing?
No.
What will you do?
At home, play cell phone.
Play with a cell phone? Play video games on the cell phone?
Yes.
Cool. What games do you like?
Jurassic World.
What? One more time? One more time, Alan.
Jaxie Ward game.
Jaxie Ward game. Okay, cool. Well, have fun, okay? I hope you enjoy your weekend. How about you, Jessica? What will you do tomorrow?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, well, I hope that you have a nice day. I hope you do something fun. I will go to the ocean tomorrow. I will swim in the ocean and ride a bike. I'm so happy. Okay, so it was nice to meet you, Alan and Jessica. You are both good students. Good for you. You have a nice weekend, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Alan. Bye, Jessica. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, teacher.